Most of us get anxious when deadlines are tight, work is piled high, and hours are long. These people welcome long weekends and vacations. Then there's the rest of us who thrive under tense work situations and become anxious or restless when there's not enough work to do or no pending deadlines. For those of us in this camp, long weekends and vacations can be excruciating, but they don't have to be. Before you start digging up work to do on a day off, disconnect with your devices and ambitiously reconnect with nature. If you are a highly driven, active person, take that same energy and do something active outside, like paddleboarding, skydiving, or just going on a run through the park or on the beach. The endorphins alone from these activities will reduce your anxiety and restlessness, and being in nature will help your spirit reconnect to the real world. The pitch challenge today: if you are headed into a long weekend or vacation and you typically keep it in fifth gear at work, plan similar high-intensity activities for leisure that will prevent you from checking in with work too frequently during your time off. It doesn't make a lot of sense for driven people to plan too many chill activities like yoga, meditation, watching movies, or just hanging out with friends and family if that's not what you do in your work life. Everyone needs time off because it'll keep you innovative, fresh, and prevents burnout, but plan accordingly so you don't spend all your days off restless about not working, which defeats the purpose of vacation.